BBC News with Sue Montgomery. European Union delegates and the Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe have concluded their first high-level talks in 7 years, with both sides expressing satisfaction. Andrew Harding reports from the Zimbabwean capital, Harare.
President Mugabe, sprightly and smiling, welcomed the European Union delegation. With open arms, he said, and great expectations. He wants the EU to lift targeted sanctions against him and his close allies. After all, Zimbabwe's unity government is now in place. The economy is starting to rally. But the European delegation tried to change the subject. They have no intention of lifting sanctions yet. Instead, they expressed their concerns about a continuing climate of fear in Zimbabwe. This visit was an icebreaker of sorts, but Zimbabwe's unity government still has an awful lot to prove. As the delegation left, I asked Mr. Mugabe if he had any thoughts of stepping down. That's a regime change question, he said. I'm still young.
Thousands of opponents of President Barack Obama have marched in Washington against his plans to reform health care. The protesters say U.S. government spending is out of control. MTS Tayyab reports from Washington.
Carrying signs and shouting slogans, the thousands of protesters march from Freedom Plaza to Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Along the way, many shouted, "You lie," echoing Republican Congressman Joe Wilson's outburst during President Obama's speech on health care earlier this week to a joint session of Congress. Many protesters say they aren't just angry about health care reform plans, but also the administration's spending on bank and automotive industry bailouts. Meanwhile, the president is continuing his push for health care reform. Mr. Obama is in Minnesota, where he's expected to address a crowd about his plans.
With votes counted from 95% of polling stations in the presidential election in Afghanistan, the incumbent, Hamid Karzai, remains on track to be re-elected on the first round. Here's Chris Morris from Kabul.
The counting of results in this election continues at a glacial pace. 95% of polling stations have now been tallied. Some votes have been set aside for further investigation. And Hamid Karzai has roughly the same lead over his main challenger, Dr. Abdullah, as he did a few days ago, 54% to 28%. Even after all the votes are counted, there will still be weeks of delay before a winner is declared. The Complaints Commission is working through hundreds of allegations of serious fraud. It's also ordered an audit and recount in many polling stations across the country.
Police in Uganda say they arrested over 500 people during riots that started 3 days ago. 14 people have been confirmed killed and over 80 injured in the violence. The capital, Kampala, was calm on Saturday after the king of Uganda's largest ethnic group, the Kabaka of Buganda, announced he would postpone a visit to a town in his kingdom, seen as a potential flashpoint for violence. BBC News. The French Labour Minister, Xavier Darcos, has called for a meeting with the head of the communications firm, France Telecom, following the latest in a series of suicides amongst employees at the company. 23 employees have killed themselves at the company since the beginning of 2008, including a woman who jumped out of a window on Friday. Trade unions blame the suicides and job losses, constant restructuring and high stress levels at work. A judicial committee in Iran has rejected accusations by the former presidential candidate, Mehdi Karoubi, that some jailed opposition protesters were raped while in detention. He had alleged that activists were abused in prison in the aftermath of the protests triggered by June's presidential election. Iranian state media say the three-man judicial panel demanded the prosecution of those making the allegations. The Israeli President Shimon Peres has been taken ill during a ceremony in Tel Aviv. Latest reports say he was treated by doctors on the spot and refused to travel to hospital for further treatment. Israel Radio described his condition as good. Mr. Peres, who's 86, has been president since 2007. The top prize at this year's Venice Film Festival has gone to an Israeli production set almost entirely inside a battle tank during Israel's 1982 war in Lebanon. The film, which is called Lebanon, was directed by Samuel Maoz. David Willey reports from Rome.
The film tells us the story of Israeli paratroopers searching a hostile town in Lebanon during the 1982 conflict there. It's been described by the American showbiz Bible Variety as the boldest and best of recent Israeli movies. The film's never been shown in Lebanon, nor is it likely it ever will be, due to censorship rules. Runner-up was a film called Women Without Men by the Iranian director and video artist Shirin Neshat, who lives in New York.
David Willey reporting, BBC News.